Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening because I know you have a busy schedule and you took the time out of your schedule to join us. So I thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Our topic tonight is Awakening the Power Within. But before we jump into the show, we're going to actually thank our sponsors. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Thank you so much. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. I thank you. And Unique Expression by Design. They're taking care of our custom products, whether it's business or personal. Thank you. GEMS, Inc., Girls Empowered Mentor and Support and Supported Inc. Group. They are a nonprofit mentoring group for girls, middle school and high school age. Thank you so much. And we'll talk more about our sponsor a little bit later. And then Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. They're your one-stop shop for your hair care and beauty needs. So they keep me looking beautiful. Ross keeps me looking beautiful all the time. And I thank God for her as well as being a sponsor for the show. Well, we are back to On Fire to Inspire tonight. Again, I told you the topic is Awakening the Power Within. See, as I tell you each and every week, we're going to be intentional because that's what God gave me this year. He said, you're going to be intentional. You need to be strategic, and you need to move with momentum. So we're going to stay in that vein of the, and we're going to awaken some things because I told you that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created for you to live. You already have the greatness on the inside of you. All you got to do is tap into it and let it overflow because he's created you to be great. He's created you to be that person that someone else can say, oh, wow, I wish I could be like them. You are the person that one of my friends said, I think it was Dr. Woman that said, you are the aspirin for someone else's headache. I never heard that analogy, but I love it. So don't sit on your gifts and talents. It's time for you to walk in them so that you can be a blessing to others because it's not for you. It's for others to be blessed. But we're going to jump right on into our show with our awesome, awesome guest, Ms. Anitra Rice. She is the Value Coach. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Ms. Anitra, how are you?
I am spectacular. Thank you so much, Aaliyah, for having me on your show. I am excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us because, again, you know, people are busy, and I understand you're busy. You're an educator, a speaker, a value coach, so you wear many hats just like many of us. We wear many hats, but we wear them well, and I thank you for taking time out to put one of your hats down to join us.
Thank you. No, thank you for having me. It is absolutely my pleasure.
Great, great. So I gave some of your titles out. Tell the listeners, who is Anitra L. Rice?
You know, Anitra L. Rice, who am I? I am a woman, just like everyone else. I'm a woman with a story. I'm a woman with a purpose. I'm a woman who's been able to tap into her own power, the power that, first and foremost, the Lord has endowed me with since before time, the power that he has used to create me with, and not just myself, but everyone else. It's who I am. I am a woman who has found a resting place for her story. I am a woman who is intentional about her journey, about her life, about her healing, about her relationships, about her purpose. That's who Anitra L. Rice is.
Great, great. I'm loving that. I love the intentional thing. Now, so tell me, how did you move into a place of saying, this is who I am, and I'm ready to allow this power that I'm blocking and kind of locking in, I'm ready for it to be unlocked. What moved you into that place? Anitra, you here? Anitra? Hello? Anitra, you still with me? Uh-oh, I think we lost Anitra. We did. Bear with me. Anitra, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. So my question was, what made you move into that place of awakening the power on the inside of you?
You know, it was a process. It was a process, mm-hmm. but for me, the beginning of it was, the beginning of me awakening to the power within myself came when I had had enough. I was in a 12-year long emotionally abusive relationship, and it was very, very toxic and very codependent. And I remember I was in the parking lot of Kroger, our local grocery store. And I was praying and crying, and my self-esteem was just completely decimated. I had known about his multiple infidelities, but I was still crying out to God, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? What is it that you want me to do? And I felt that it was time to just say, enough is enough is enough. And once I was able to set that boundary and say, it's not okay that you are treating me this way, that was the impetus for me to begin to tap into who it is that I truly, truly am, who God has created me to be. Getting that toxic relationship out of my life, I was able to hear my own voice. I was able to hear my own thoughts, which I had stifled, which had been stifled for many, many years. I died to Anitra. I died to who it was that God had created me to be. And once I set that boundary, I was able to hear again that intuitive spark that he had placed on the inside of me. And that was the beginning of me awakening to my power within.
Amen, amen. I tell you, that's a powerful testimony, because so many women lose themselves in relationships, they lose themselves in marriages, they lose themselves in their careers, they lose themselves in parenting. And so you have to know how to make sure that you don't lose yourself while you're even in a great relationship. Whether it's bad or good, you can still lose yourself, you know, because you're trying to pick somebody both sometimes. And so that is so key. So that was your moment that you said, hey, there's more to my life than this. And I think, by any chance, because this is where I was at that point, I had an awakening like this at age 35. It was like, God, I love who I am, you know, everything about my life, but there's more to me than this. There was like a big hole that was empty on the inside of me. About how old were you when you had that awakening moment?
Wow, you know what, for me, the value awakening moment for me, me awakening to my value, happened in different stages. It wasn't just like one particular stage for me. The story I just shared, was one moment. But then there was another moment and that moment actually happened, I guess, when I was around maybe 32, 33. And then maybe perhaps like a year or so later, maybe a year or 2 years later, I had another experience with God. I was laying in bed one morning, and the Lord woke me up before my alarm clock. And usually I wouldn't be too happy waking up before my alarm clock, but this one I knew it was a divine appointment. I woke up, and it was completely serene and peaceful. It was like I was awoken with a kiss. It was just beautiful. Wow. And he began to pour into, it was absolutely beautiful. And I remember waking up and opening my eyes and the sun kind of streaming in through the blinds in my room. And I remember waking up and saying, good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Father. And he began to pour into me and tell me about how much he loved me and how I did not know my value. Mm-hmm. And it was evident it was evidenced by the relationships that I was in and how I would become a chameleon in those relationships in order for me to gain value from those relationships because I did not know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an epiphany for me that he was telling me that I am enough. In that moment, it still took me time to really understand what exactly he meant. And there were several more experiences of me awakening to my value, but that particular one stood with me and struck me and stayed with me to the point that today the name of my business is Value Awakenings, from that particular moment of God waking me up, literally, figuratively and literally waking me up and saying, daughter, you are valuable. And your value, like you were saying, we put on all of these roles and we can lose ourselves in these roles. And he was telling me that, daughter, your value doesn't lie in the roles that you play and the hats that you wear. Your value lies in the fiber of your being. When I created you, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It is who you are. It is your essence. It is the fiber of your being. When you go into a room, you add value. You don't have to seek to gain value. The value comes from you. You are the gift.
Mm.
And that was the epiphany for me.
Wow, I love that. You are the gift. I posted something on Facebook a year ago on, I think it was Saturday, you know how I have the reminders, and it said that you're original. I had found a picture of a stamp that said original. It was like a stamped item, and it said you are an original copy. And I don't remember everything, but I posted it a year ago because so many people are trying to be like someone else when God has created you to be the unique and perfect being that you already are or that you are to come into or you are to become. And one of the short stories that I just finished writing is entitled, You Are Already Qualified. Many times people are, you know, caught up in, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. You're already qualified to be a Nitra. Whoever is listening, you're already qualified to be who you are now. And then God has already pre-qualified you to become who he's called you to be. So I praise God for that, because if you don't understand your value and your worth, people will treat you and discount you each and every time. But if you understand your worth, you won't be discounted. You will refuse to be discounted. You refuse to settle because you are valuable. You are a rare commodity, baby. You are a rare diamond. So I need people to understand what's on the inside of them. Whether you're a woman or a man, you are valuable. And, you know, you go through things in life and you allow situations and circumstances to dictate who you are. No, they don't define who you are and they don't define where you're going. You just have to look at it as a learning tool and keep moving from it. And that's what you did. You said, okay, I see this. I don't own this. I don't claim this. So let me move on to what I am and who I am.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
I love it. I love
absolutely.
It. Now, so as you've come into, you know, understanding your value and, you know, being a value coach now. So with that said, the topic, Awakening the Power Within, what does this topic mean to you, Nitra?
It's, you know, for women who take on all of these roles and who have found their value in those roles, we lose our voices. We lose our own thoughts. We lose our own opinions. We lose our ability to speak up for ourselves or to even protect our own peace of mind. And we become dormant. The power within us becomes dormant. And we think that our gifts or the giftings that we have or had in the past has passed us by. And we think that life, we're not even living life. We're just at the effect of life. And we're feeling as though we're just existing. We're just existing and we don't have anything really to look forward to. And sometimes our kids are moving on and growing up and moving out of the house and we're stuck feeling like, okay, now what? What is it that I'm meant to do? So awakening the power within is to realize that you are the gift, that you have value, and that you are valuable, you are important, and there are things inside of you that you are great at that you haven't even yet to discover, that you haven't even yet to explore. Here's a wonderful, wonderful thing. After I was able to awaken to my value first by setting boundaries and learning how to say no and learning what it was that I was responsible for, that being my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own emotions, my peace of mind, and my actions. Once I was able to do that and to begin to set boundaries and tell people no and to nurture myself, I was then able to hear the intuitive spark that God had placed inside of me. And maybe for some of the listeners, it isn't so much that they need to get a divorce, because I'm not pro-divorce. I'm actually pro-marriage. I'm very much pro-marriage. But maybe in your situation, you have people coming in that are trying to incarcerate your thinking, trying to control your voice, trying to control your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions, and telling you that you are not enough. So the important thing is to understand that you are, and to set those boundaries and to say, you know what, I'm responsible for my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions, and I have a right to my own thoughts, my voice, my feelings, my opinions, and my actions. And once I was able to do that and begin to become free of other people's thoughts and other people's feelings and own my own opinions, then I was able to hear God, and I was able to recognize something that, and this is probably going to be like so funny to many of your listeners, because yes, I am a value awakenings coach, and yes, I am an educator and a speaker and all of those things, but I'm also a martial artist. And I did not begin martial arts until I was 33 years old. And that was the first intuitive spark that came to life within me. I was watching my children train, and I thought to myself, that looks like fun. Now, here's the thing, though, Aaliyah. I was over 268 pounds when I began.
Wow.
And yes. And this spark was on the inside of me, and I thought, I'm going to do that. And I did it. Yes. And since that time, I'm 39 now, and with Lord willing, I'll be turning 40 years old this year. And since that time that I first began 6 years ago with training in martial arts, I've competed 3 times as an amateur mixed martial artist, and I was a champion each and every time. I've also competed in Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournaments, karate tournaments. I actually was in a karate tournament this past Sunday, and I've competed in so many different things. And this June, I'm up to test for my first degree black belt. All of that started, though, it started, and of course I've lost over, 100 pounds doing what I do and what I love, but I didn't even, that wasn't even a dream at that time. Before, when I was in that dead place, when I was feeling weighted and heavy and depressed and overwhelmed and oppressed, that wasn't even a dream of mine. And so awakening to the power of within means so much to me, because it literally changed my life. It literally changed my life. I went back to school, earned my master's degree. I went back to school and became a certified professional coach and certified as an Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner. I started my own coaching and speaking business. This was the same woman who did not believe that she was good enough or smart enough to be able, or had what it took to be able to be an entrepreneur. This was a woman who was depressed because of her weight, and thought, will I ever be able to get this weight off of me? This was a woman who felt dejected and helpless and whose self-esteem was decimated, and I thought, who would want me now that I have 3 kids and I'm divorced and I went through all of this hell with stretch marks, who's going to love me? This is that same woman who now loves herself, accepts the stretch marks, and who is empowered and now empowering other women and some men as well. That's why this is so, I'm so passionate about this, because it literally changed my life, and I'm watching it change other women's lives as well, as I help them and coach them and speak to them and inspire them, empower them to transform their own lives.
Amen. I'm absolutely like blown away with, you know, when you have that awakening just happen, it's like, that person that lost her voice, she either finds it or actually she dies and a new person is born so that she can live, you know. So, you know, sometimes you have to put the other person and go ahead and have the funeral and everything. And that way this new person can live, thrive, and just really move in the momentum that we're supposed to be moving in. So I'm really loving it. So many women lose their voice with life happening. You know, life happens, but what are you going to do? Are you going to use it as an excuse, or are you going to use it as a tool to push you into the way you're supposed to be? And so many are not, you know, they're just kind of like, well, you don't understand what happened to me. I'm not negating that it didn't happen, but you got to move from that, because there's too much greatness on the inside of you, and there's too many other people that's waiting on you to do what you're supposed to so that they can be blessed. But we're going to take a pause real quickly for our sponsors, and we'll be right back to hold that thought, because we're going to come back with that. Unfired Inspire would like to graciously thank all of the sponsors for the month of April. Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, her awesome book is found at most bookstores online. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch is not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available, and music is also available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design. They're taking care of your custom products and business needs. Whether it's business or personal, they can bring your vision to life. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Gems, Inc., Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported, is a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle school to high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by supporting them through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Volunteer opportunities are available. Visit www.thegemsinc.org or email them at infogemsinc@gmail.com. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for hair care and beauty needs. They take care of your natural hair, your twists, your locks, your relaxers, your braids, sew-ins. They do your lashes. Whatever it is you need, they have you in taking care of you. They're located on the inside of F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138, Southeast in Conyers, Georgia. Their phone number is 404-599-3712. We want to thank all of our sponsors and make sure you let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. We want to thank all of our sponsors. I tell you, they're such a blessing sowing into this fertile ground. I tell you, I am so excited to have our guest, Ms. Anitra L. Rice. For those of you who are just joining us, she is a value coach. And I tell you, she has a powerful testimony, and she's helping others awaken the power within so they can stop existing and start living. Too many people sitting on that. And Anitra, I remember back November of 2014, I was going to do a book signing in my hometown, and I heard the Lord tell me just as clearly, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living. And I'm like, really, Lord? I've never done a book signing this time, and you want me to come and say this? And I'm telling you, when you come outside of your comfort zone and you allow him to do his work, people's lives are touched. And with me saying that and sharing some pieces from the book, there were people, you know, tears in their eyes by the time they came up. I prayed for some people. I mean, it was not your normal book signing at all. So God took me out of my comfort zone. stretched me, and now I'm so comfortable with being who he's called me to be. So, you know, a book signing for me is however God do it.
Nice.
So we are back with Ms. Anitra L. Rice. I tell you, I'm so excited about having you on this platform because so many people need to hear, you know, the awakening that you had. Now, for a person who is like, well, Anitra, you know what? That's my story, but I don't know how to wake up. I've been here too long. I've been married for 22 years, and I'm unhappy, and this man is emotionally abusive. Well, I'm this man that's supposed to wear these pants, and, you know, I'm wearing this well, but, you know, I'm unhappy, and, you know, because men have emotional and mental abuse as well.
Absolutely.
If you're, you know, we're talking to that male or female that's in that place of just existing, and they're ready to have that awakening, what would you say to that person right now?
I would first encourage them to know that they're not alone, and to let them know that what they're feeling is okay, that it doesn't make them weak, it doesn't make them disempowered, it makes them human. That's the first thing, and to know that they are loved with an immeasurable, incomparable love, and that it's that same love that is there to support them and empower them to move forward, and that it is okay to set boundaries and to say that it is not okay to be it's not okay for someone to treat you in a way that is hurtful or harmful to you in any way. It's not okay, and it's okay to set boundaries. For some people, it may not be as extreme as my situation where you're leaving and filing for divorce, but it just may simply be to say, you know what, no, it's not okay for you to treat me this way. And for some people, that's a huge, huge step to be able to do that. And the other thing I would say is to take time to get to know yourself. Take time, once you begin to set those boundaries, take time to spend time with yourself, getting to know yourself, taking time to carving out time, if it's just 10 minutes. Or 15 minutes, and then gradually increasing it to 30 minutes or whatever, a week or a day or whatever, just to spend time in solitude and quietude, just to get to know yourself, get to know and to reconnect with your own thoughts and your own feelings and your emotions. So many of us have so many of other people's thoughts in our minds, thoughts of what they think about us, thoughts of what they think and how we should do things and the way we should do or say this. And it gets jumbled with our own thinking to the point where we don't even know what we want in life. We don't know even how to move forward because we're so inundated with other people's thoughts and opinions. So being able to just get quiet, to hear your own thinking, and to just breathe. And not to even sometimes, maybe not even to even set an agenda, but just to be quiet. Enjoy something that you love. Read a book or what have you, you know, pray, or just to get quiet. And then you will begin to reconnect with yourself and to reconnect with what lights you up and being more empowered to move forward and taking one little action step. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose, but just something small that comes up for you in your quiet time and just acting on it. Maybe just, I don't know, what it could be, whatever. For me, it was martial arts. But for someone, it could be anything. It could be someone may have an idea that they've always wanted to write. Well, maybe in your quiet time, just get out a journal and just begin to write your thoughts. You don't know where this could lead you. It's just taking that one baby step. Baby steps are steps, and they lead to bigger transformations in our lives once we begin to take little tiny steps. They lead and they become compounded, and they begin to, once we take those tiny steps and they compound, when we look back on them, our lives are totally different because we just chose to take those little steps.
Wow, I love that. I love it. So how would a person follow you, and how do they get to your website? Tell us all that good stuff.
Yeah, I Definitely. My website is valueawakenings.com. That's ValueAwakenings, valueawakenings.com. I'm also on Facebook by the same name, Value Awakenings. Twitter is a little different. It's Anitra Bruce Lena, and it's AnitraBruceLena, Anitra Bruce Lena. And I'm also on LinkedIn. You can find me under Anitra Rice. You can look up Value Coach or Value Coach Educator Anitra Rice, and I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Okay, great, great. Anitra, I'm looking at the event over at Facebook, and, you know, people are saying they're on, they needed this, and one of my responses was, God gives us exactly what we need when we need it, because that's what kind of God we serve. He's on time like that.
Amen.
So I have a question for the callers. If you have a question for Anitra, or you have a comment about the show itself tonight, press 1. Don't be scared. But really, there's no right or wrong question. You know, you can comment and say how this has impacted you just to hear her story. Whatever it is you want to say, press 1. You'll be live with Anitra and myself, and we'll be able to, because whatever your question or comment is, I'm sure someone else desires to hear it. And we have a caller now. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Anitra and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us today?
Greetings. This is Crystal Chanel. How are you?
Great. How are you, Crystal Chanel?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for asking. Hi. I just wanted to just come on really quick just to say that I didn't catch all of the show, but I will definitely go back and listen to the replay. But the little bit that I did catch, you know, definitely touched my heart, especially when you were talking about, you know, not caring about what other people think about you. And currently I'm going through something similar. So for you to say that, you know, my mouth just went wide open. I was like, okay, I needed to hear that. So just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate you guys doing the show tonight, and I will definitely go back and listen to the replay. But that definitely, just that little nugget has helped me out this evening. So thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Cousin Chanel also has her show, and she has a event once a month to meet the authors. So I thank God for her taking the time out to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, got some women on the move doing things that God has called them to do and helping others in the interim. So I thank you again for supporting and listening in, and I thank God that he was able to use the show to bless you tonight. So if you have a question or comment, press 1. You are live with Aaliyah and Anitra tonight. If you have a question or comment, I tell you, Anitra, you know, so many times people get caught up in situations and circumstances that happen. And sometimes even for women and men, because God has had me speak life back into men as well. And what I've noticed with them is men are taught to, you got to be strong. You got to be strong.
Yeah.
And so they can't really be held accountable for things that helped happen to them in their past or in their childhood. So a lot of that was suppressed. And so now you have this hurt little boy operating as a grown man. But that hurt little boy has to be healed, like little girl has to be healed.
So
my question is, you know, God, I thank you for the healing that has gone forth for each and every person, whether they're listening live or listening to the recording. I thank God for the healing that's taking place now, because a healing has to begin in order to move forward with anything. You know, so many people harbor things and hold on to forgiveness. Baby, you can not forgiveness, because forgiveness is for you. It's not for them. It's for you, because you don't want them to hold your blessings hostage, because you want to hold on to something that ain't worth holding on to. You know, you have people to say, well, he did me wrong back in 1982. Really? Move on so that you can get these fruitful blessings that are right here for you. All you got to do is release that abundance, you know. So I tell you, I'm so excited and thankful that you're able to join the broadcast tonight, and hopefully you'll be able to visit us again and, you know, share with us. Tell us, you have something on your website that you were telling me about. Share with the listeners, because I'm sure they will definitely take advantage of that.
Absolutely. On my website, if you go in and to valueawakenings.com, you can sign up to receive your free 5-part audio course on creating balance within and within your life. And specifically, it's I talk about creating balance within first, because that's the first element, is paying attention to what's going on inside of you. And I love what you were just talking about, Aaliyah, about forgiveness, and especially men. I have a tender space in my heart for men. I have 3 sons, and I love them. I love, love, love my sons. And men are taught not to emote. They're taught not to connect with their feelings. They're taught that that is not a masculine thing to do, but it is an important thing to do for all of us to be able to acknowledge first what it is that's going on in us, our feelings, our thoughts, and our emotions, because many times when we don't do that, we are driven or reacting because of an unmet feeling or need inside of us and an emotion that is buried deep inside of us. So it's important to first acknowledge that. And in this series, I talk a little bit about that, talking in one of the in one of the courses. It's a 5-part course. I talk about that, about acknowledging what's going on inside of you so that you can heal it and face it, and so that you are no longer reactionary when people may push something that was once your button. But what that button is an emotion. The root of it, of that button that's being pushed, is an emotion, is a feeling. And so understanding what's behind that feeling, understanding what's behind that emotion, so that we can choose our actions and respond rather than react, is a part of creating balance within, so that you can have balance within your life. That's one of the things that I talk about in the audio course. So it's a free download. It's absolutely free. And you'll get the first course within a couple of minutes after you first sign up for it, and then you'll receive the remaining 4 courses over the course of 10 days. So it's absolutely free, and if you go to my website and sign up for it, you can begin receiving it tonight. It's at www.valueawakenings.com.
And that's Awakenings with an S?
Yes, Awakenings with an S.
Valueawakenings.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. ValueAwakenings, valueawakenings.com.
Amen, amen. I tell you, this has been a powerful, powerful interview, and I'm just so thankful because so many people have been blessed. I'm getting text messages. I'm getting chats on Facebook. Some people are posting in the event blog. So, you know, make sure you go in and take a look at that, and you can reply to
absolutely
those as well.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times, as the encourager, people don't realize that the encourager loves to hear the feedback because it encourages you all the more
absolutely
to know that you're making an impact. So I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, because you are great, greatly making an impact, sharing your story, being transparent, because a lot of people don't want to be transparent. And that's not helping people because they can't see the human side of you. They can see where where you are now, but they didn't see where you know, where you come from. But
right,
when you can see that you have not always been in this place, then it helps them say, well, wait a minute. She shares my story. You know, she was 200 and something pounds. Oh, my goodness. And she transformed into the person that God called her to be and getting ready to get a black belt. And wow, you know. Yes, I thank you so very much. And again, I thank all of our sponsors for the show for the month of April. You guys are absolutely fabulous. And I thank you, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, Third Heaven Sound, Vincent Lynch, Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington, Gems Inc., Girls Empowered Mentoring and Supported Inc. with Kim Hutton, I thank you so very much. And Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz taking care of all of our hair needs, and she takes care of me in my hair, my makeup, my lashes. She takes care of me, so she will definitely take care of everyone else. So thank you again, Anitra. And if there's anything that we can do for you on the On Fire Inspire family, we will definitely be there for you. You keep us informed about, you know, events and things of that nature. And if you're ever in the Atlanta area, you know, look us up so we can connect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have family there, so I will definitely
okay.
stay connected. Yes, my
okay.
sister and my brother-in-law are there.
Okay. Great, great, great. Well, thanks again. Guys, you have heard another powerful interview, and it's time, as I tell you each and every week, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created you to live. There is greatness on the inside of you. Now, I need you to tap into what that greatness is, who you already are. Like I said with the short story I just wrote, you already qualified to be who you are, but you've already been qualified for the person you are to become. So stop sitting on your gifts. Stop sitting on your dreams. Don't allow anyone to tell you what your value is when they don't know your value. Don't allow anyone to discount you when they don't even understand who you are. They can't fathom the millionaire or the millionaires that you are. Don't allow anyone to tell you that anything that don't agree with what God has put in your heart. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're currently going through. You can still do what God has called you to do. Everyone has a story, and your story is a blessing to someone else. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Each and every week, we are here on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So share with your family. Share with your friends. You can go back and listen to the playback if you need to. Shortly, it'll be the recording will be ready shortly after the broadcast. But there are some powerful, powerful pieces of her testimony that's going to help someone else wake up. Because, again, things happen, but we got to move on because we got to live the abundant life now. Live it now. We are live each and every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show actually originated from a book that God gave me called On Fire to Inspire. It is available on Amazon. It's available as an ebook. It's on Kindle as well. And it's also available for the person that say, I don't have time to read. Guess what? I got you too. It's available on audio CD. You'll hear me do all 26 pieces from the book with instrumentals played by Third Heaven Sound in the background. So for those of you, whether you read or you don't like reading, I have that for you. It's called On Fire to Inspire. You can email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com or visit Amazon, visit any of the websites online. And also, we're running a special. We're going to continue this special because it's about visibility and getting you out there. If you have a business or service, email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We'll go ahead and get you on here and get your business showcased for the month of May for only $25 for the entire month. I talk about your business each and every week. I broadcast it on all of our social media pages because it's about visibility. It's about helping you move into the place that you're supposed to be. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, inspiring you to live the best life ever because it's already on the inside of you. Thank you so much for listening in, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.